The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 238, featuring bands that are playing at this year's South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. South by Southwest. You just heard the song Bed by Shooties, hailing from Atlanta, Georgia. They'll be playing the Noisy Ghost PR Showcase at Kitty Cohen's on March 15th. You can check out our website for links to more information. We've got a link to the Ultimate Queer Guide to South by Southwest, created by Sarah Marloff and Beth Sullivan for the Daily Community in the Austin Chronicle. Shout out to them for compiling this amazing list. So if you're heading to South by Southwest and you're looking for where all the queer shows are happening, all the queer events, this list will let you know. So check it out. We've got a link to it, or you can head to austinchronicle.com. Coming up next is music from Pecas from Brooklyn, New York. Pecas has a bunch of shows coming up at South by Southwest, including the Cigar City Management official showcase at Lambert's Downtown Barbecue on March 14th. Sandy Davis is the artist behind Pecas, and I was hoping to get a soundbite from her to include in the episode, because when she filled out the form for Homo Ground, she did talk about her biggest challenge being her identity, and I'm just going to read what she said on her form. She wrote, "I've never quite known where I fit in. I come from a pretty diverse background, but you wouldn't think it looking at me because I'm very pale and redheaded and everyone assumes I'm just Irish. I was born in Madrid, Spain and lived there during my early childhood. Spanish was my first language and culture. My mom is also half black, which is not something I fully identify with because I've lived my life being perceived as completely white. So that's been an interesting challenge, to see the types of struggles some of the people in my family have gone through, but not know how I can help or be a part of the change." Coming up are the songs Matchstick, T-Shirt, and Te Olvidarás.
I feel me. Thank you.
Today's episode is sponsored by Pride Counseling, an online talk therapy platform for the queer community. Sign up for a free trial and get matched with a therapist in 24 hours for phone, email, or video chat therapy. You don't even need to leave your house. And you're not just helping yourself, you're helping us too. Visit www.homoground.com/therapy to get your free trial now.
Head over to our Instagram to see behind-the-scenes stories and posts of South by Southwest. We're having one of the bands that are featured on this episode taking over our Instagram and posting some stories. I'm not going to say who the band is, just to keep the suspense alive. So head over to our Instagram, our handle's at homoground. And we're doing a new thing with our takeovers where we are going to compile little mini episodes where we ask bands who are going on the road to just kind of show us what it's like to be a touring artist on the road, on their tour, in their lives, having fun, doing their shows, the challenges they face. So head over to our highlights. We did one with the band FBGM on their West Coast tour. And so we compiled all the stories from their takeover into a highlight. So you can check that out on our Instagram profile page. Up next is the song What It Takes by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. They're from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and are currently on the road. They're doing a big tour, not just South by Southwest, but continuing on, and they'll be on the road until sometime in May. So check out their website and their tour dates to find out if they're coming to a town near you. And here's their song, What It Takes.
We can't win for losing, but never step up. It costs us all we have.
Shout out goes to our Patreon supporters, Adriana Martinez, Lucenti, Beth Maiden of Little Red Tarot Shop, Ashley Amon, Kale Chips, Michael Bacon of Mixtape LGBT, Andy G, and Critical Explorers of Future Societies. If you want to get a shout out on the podcast, head over to our Patreon at homoground.com/Patreon. Up next, we've got Shark Muffin, who are homegrown veterans. They've been on the podcast a few times, and they're based here in Brooklyn, and they'll be playing a ton of shows down in Austin, including the Cigar City Management Tour. So check out their website for all the dates, and please enjoy their song, Serpentine. Tell me. There used to be an amazing event called Gay by Gay Gay that used to happen on the very last day of South by Southwest. It wasn't a part of the actual official South by Southwest programming, but it was a oasis to get away from all the dude bro bands. But unfortunately, that festival came to a close. And in 2016, Homoground went down to Austin, Texas during South by Southwest to do a live panel discussion where we invited members of the Austin community who are involved in organizing events and parties. And one of the organizers of Gay by Gay Gay, Hazy Fairless, was included on that panel. And they talked about the ride that it took of doing Gay by Gay Gay for all those years and just how it started in someone's backyard and grew to be this giant thing where they had to like rent out a field and figure out logistics like porter potties because it grew so big. Gay by Gay Gay started during a time where there really wasn't that many queer events happening at South by Southwest. But now the landscape has changed and there's so many queer showcases, queer bands being featured at South by Southwest, whether it's official or not. So with all that said, there is still a big event to close out South by Southwest on the last day, Sunday, March 17th at the Sahara Lounge called Lesbian Wedding. The theme of this year is Gay as a Balloon, and there's going to be tons of balloon animals, including performances by a lot of your favorites, including Messy Lover from Oakland, California, and you're about to hear their song, To the Sun.
Be someone else tonight. Anyone without pain would be fine. And you make me feel so alive, like we'll never die. It should be easier to feel love. I can see why so many give up. Hold my hand for a moment, we are one. Flying too close to the sun. They did everything they could to keep us down, but look at us. Look at us, it's enough. Please God, bring her back to life. All my sisters would be fine. Send the angels back one by one. The sun, you make me feel so alive, like we'll never die.
I've got one more band coming up for you, A Deer, A Horse from Brooklyn, New York. And before I get to them, I just want to say thanks for listening to Homoground. If you want to find out more information about any of the bands that we featured or about events that are happening at South by Southwest this year, you can head over to homoground.com/episode238. And check out our Instagram, where we'll be behind the scenes from bands that are on the ground, since we're not going to be there this year, or at least I'm not. I miss out on all the fun. I'm just here behind a computer all the time. I do wish that I could travel more and get to go to a lot of these events that we feature, but, you know, being a hardworking queer is a lot of work, and, you know, a lot of us have full-time jobs. I was just at On Air Fest here in Brooklyn, New York, and it was awesome because I got to reconnect with a lot of queer podcasters that I had met in Detroit for the Allied Media Conference. And it was kind of surprising because I wasn't expecting to see so many people that I had met from, you know, other areas of my life at this festival. I thought it was just going to be a lot of like podcast industry people or NPR radio people, with nothing against, but I mean, we're scrappy little queers just kind of DIYing our way into this industry, or I mean, if you even want to call it that, we're just doing this because we have access to technology and we have access to this as a resource to broadcast the things that we want to be able to get our message out and things that we also want to be able to find and consume. And so, I mean, that's basically how Homoground started, and a lot of the podcasters that I meet that also do it this way. So it was really nice to reconnect with those people, and a lot of them, you know, are based in different areas of the country. So, you know, if you are connected to your music scene, hit me up, because it would be awesome to spotlight more cities and to kind of bridge this network of queer music, because a lot of times it feels fragmented. And like I said, you know, we're working our full-time jobs, we're stuck behind computers, we're stuck doing service jobs, you know, we're doing this work that really doesn't fulfill us. So if we can try to come together and build a network that can support each other and to make our community stronger, like, that's awesome. And with that said, Homoground is doing an open forum on March 27th. It'll be online via Google Hangouts, and it's open to anyone, whether you're a musician or not, if you're a venue owner or you just like going to shows. Anyone who likes music and identifies as queer is welcome to come to this open forum. The topic of the forum is, how do we strengthen our queer communities? Because this is a big issue, you know? There are so many things happening in places like Portland, Oregon, that me being here in Brooklyn, I feel so disconnected. And I want to know what's going on and how can we help? Even if we're not physically there, how can we all support each other? And how can we make this fragmented community feel like one big giant community? I have a lot of conversations with my friend who makes vegan hot dogs called Yeah Dog, and we just talk about how this is a rare time right now where we have access to technology. We have access to so many people. We could send an email to some stranger all the way across the world, get a response back from them. Like, let's take advantage of that. I'm reaching out to all the people that I want to collaborate with, or all the people who I want to pick their brains. Just do it, because we have this technology. Who knows? The way that everything is going with, like, monopolies and capitalism and corporations trying to own everything, we might not have the internet forever, and we might not have access to a free internet forever. So while we have this access now, like, reach out. Contact your people you look up to, people you want to be your mentors, people you want to be your friend. Like, I remember back in the day, I had to freaking write letters to people that I would, like, look up in Maximum Rock and Roll and Slingshot Organizers to, like, even just drive to these bookstores or bicycle recycleries to find people that were like-minded that I could connect with. Sorry, I'm getting a little passionate about this. But the internet has opened so many doors. It allowed me to create this podcast and broadcast it to people in Australia, Alaska, all over the freaking world. And, you know, that's amazing. I could never have done that 15, 20 years ago. And so I feel like, you know, we kind of overlook that. We spend so much time posting selfies and, like, checking to see who likes our status and stuff like that. But, oh man, we have so much access to such powerful technology. We could be using it to do so much good, to connect everyone. Okay, I know I'm rambling and I'm talking a lot, but hit me up if you feel the same way or want to talk more about this. I would love to talk more. And if you want to join our open forum, head over to homoground.com. We'll have more information about that in the upcoming weeks. Check our social media. I don't have a direct link to where you can find more information about this yet, but it's in the works, a lot of moving parts. Let's fucking strengthen our community. Let's create the world that we want. So coming up is Adira Horse, and they will be playing at South by Southwest. And I have their songs Double Wide and Cold Shoulder.